Because we run the test, Samachamim in paragraph test. We discussed yesterday Kashim is the noise of Shalodim Kakriyas Yamsuf, and he turned it around beautifully. That means that you've been there for Kriyas Yamsuf, no doubt you would have sung Shira when you came out on the other side. So too, when you open your fridge and there's food in your fridge, you should sing Shira. Because it's Kashim is the noise of Shalodim Kakriyas Yamsuf. There's a Hekesh from Kriyas Yamsuf to Mezainos. So you sing Shira when you have Kriyas Yamsuf. You sing Shira when you have something to eat. Oit Shamadivre Chazal, in the second paragraph in Test. I said yesterday, I don't know. I don't know what to do with the Kasha. I don't know what to do. Kasha, Zibugim Shalodim Kakriyas Yamsuf. Kasha, we don't know what the word Kasha means by Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the Tirutzim that they give, and there's many, many Tirutzim, never really answer Mazik Kasha Etzel of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's because we can't answer it. Sorry? Was it hard for Hashem? Could be, but he's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kashi is going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For sure. Okay, so that's where the resistance is. Nachon, 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 nachon. What happens is, you're touching on a very, very important nakuda here. Fundamental nakuda. And that is when something happens, like you said, once every 6,000 years, it's a miracle. You know, you go through Kriyas Yamsuf, why are you singing Shira? It's a miracle. Yeah? You open your fridge every day, there's something to eat, you know? It's what to eat, so becomes what? Doesn't become mundane, it becomes teva. You find natural causes for the event. Rav Dessler puts it beautifully. We have a hard time staying on the subject here, so we're moving slowly, but he said in the beginning you have to go slowly. So if you would be going for a walk one day, yeah, a hard day, you want to go for a walk. So while you, whatever, you walk past the cemetery, whatever, there's a park bench, and you're tired, so you sit down and you have a rest. While you're sitting there having a rest, you suddenly notice one of the graves, the ground starts shaking and moving. Yeah. Sits bolt upright, a skeleton. Yeah. And he starts growing sinews and flesh and skin and hair, whatever, and he gets up and he walks away. Yeah. What would you call that? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. You'd be shocked. Yeah. Can't tell anybody what you saw. You'd be shocked. You call that a miracle, for sure. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a miracle. However, thank you. While you were sitting there, and we have to speed this one up because it takes a long time, a seed of an oak tree falls onto the ground. Yeah? And it goes into the ground, and it rots. Rots. And then suddenly a sprout starts coming out, and then, you know, a few years later, there's an oak tree there. What do we call that? It's teva. That's nature. What's the difference between the two?
Probability.
This is Rav Dessler. What's the difference between the two? Hey, this is not a tech. No, don't tell him. Let him get it wrong first.
What?
Probability. Any other guesses?
What happens every day? What you never see.
So the difference between the two is a number. A number. That's the difference. The difference between teva and mace is a number. They're both ness. Look, you get used to the one, so you start finding natural causes for it. You take it out of ness and you start calling it nature. What's nature? I found a cause and effect. Why? Because it just happens a lot. So Kriyas Yamsuf happens once in 6,000 years. So you sing Shira, it's very easy. You know, having bread in the bread boxes, that's a daily occurrence. You go to the market, you get milk, you know, you buy milk and you come out. Why just sing Shira for something that happens all the time? Why? Because it's become teva. You found some natural cause and effect. You know, there's a tluva that sells milk, and they sell milk at the college. I want to make fun of. So there's milk in the college. The Chazal are telling you, stop and think. That's where the work is. The work is to penetrate into the nature and find the nest. That's the avoider. Nachon. That's why you told us. This is why Chazal tell you this. So you can be aware of the problem and work on it.
Sure.
A rainbow.
Okay.
See a rainbow, you have to be terrified.
Yeah,
it's that. You see a rainbow, you have to be terrified. Why? Because a rainbow says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. But he didn't, so he shows you a rainbow. Just say, I was going to destroy the world. That's why you're not allowed to look at a rainbow. You make a bracha. You have to look at it very briefly just because you saw it, and then make the bracha. What's the bracha recognizing? It's Ben Mother. She wanted to destroy the world. And he did it. You know? Gemara says earthquakes, tsunamis, natural disasters, with all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to destroy the world. And he did it. You know why? Because of you. Gemara was voracious. Says Hashem looks at his world and he says all the theaters and all the places of entertainment and all the sports stadiums and whatever are flourishing and big and beautiful and invested in. And he looks at the Beis HaMikdash and he sees it's destroyed. And he says, that's not the world I wanted. I'm going to destroy the world. And he cries two tears. The Gemara says this. One second. The Gemara doesn't say football games, but today, yes, we know where the Roman theaters are today. So he cries two tears. Why two tears? What am I bringing to this? He cries two tears, and that causes the earthquakes and the tsunamis and everything. But Hashem wants to destroy the world. Why doesn't he? So the Gemara says, because he sees a Jew going into the Beit Knesset to say Kriya Shema and to daven and to learn Torah. He says, we'll keep the world going. No pressure. No pressure. But that's the chazal before a chazal. It wants to destroy the world. When there's an earthquake, wherever it is, you have to ask yourself, Hashem is telling me something. Earthquakes for me. It's not for the Turkish or the Nepalese. Earthquakes for me. With Ishvili. The first Rashi in Chumash. First Rashi in Chumash. Israel Rashis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for who? For Klal Yisrael. The entire world history, the Ashgacha, the way it winds it through history, is only because of the Jews. Only because of the Jews. There's a Chinese baby born in China now, it's because of me. It's got something to do with me. We don't always see it. We don't always have to see the connections. We have to know that it's for you. That's a tabachatana. We call on it. That's the most basic fundamental thing you have to teach your children. First, teach yourself. A tabachatana, we call on it. The Ashgacha, world history, weaves its way through. And he's megaling the world through Klal Yisrael. No one else. It's not Gilu Ashgacha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Rukum HaSa'olam. The Ashgacha comes through only through Klal Yisrael. There's an earthquake in Outer Mongolia. That's got something to do with Klal Yisrael. Again, what's it got to do with me? I don't always know. That's not a problem. If there's a flood in the Mississippi Delta and the Chofetz Chaim finds out about it, he makes a fast in Radom. Why? Because it's got something to do with me. If I heard about a flood in the Mississippi Delta then, you know, I don't know how long it took him to find out about it after it happened. It might have been months. But he heard about a flood in the Mississippi Delta. Over 40,000 people were left homeless. Terrible, terrible flooding in the Mississippi Delta then, way back in the Chofetz Chaim's time. His first reaction was, we fasted in Radom today. We get that? Not at all. Not at all. Huh? What is some tragedy? Once again, did I ask you to declare a fast every time you hear about a tragedy? I'm not sure what your question is. I don't know. Once again, are we learning a principle from the Chofetz Chaim? Or we fasting? The principle is when you hear about something that happened in the world, you have to stop and ask yourself, Mazek Ashur alive. This is what's something to do with me. That's why I said you may not always be able to do it, you may not be able to perfect this. But at least things that are close to home, you should think, Mazek Ashur alive. There are people walking around today, Rabbis, I'm telling you, I know them. They think that what happened on Simchas Torah has nothing to do with them personally. He's getting doing tshuva, and he's Mechazer King, and he's doing better, whatever, it's Gavaldi. But he has not changed one iota, nothing. I know people like this. Nothing has changed in his life whatsoever. Because the Lokashu alive. The Lokashu alive. What's it going to do with me? It's a local show. I know people like this. I'm telling you. Look, you can go through life like that as well if you want. You can go through life the way you want to go through life. It's your trouble. I mean, I'm not doing anything about it, okay? Or you can be normal and an adult and say, okay, what can I absorb? What can't I absorb? What I absorb, I absorb. What I can't absorb, I don't absorb. I'm the master of this ship. I decide what comes in and what comes out. If it's going to overwhelm me, then that's the Eight Sahara. I'm not going to go there. But the Chofetz Chaim made a pass. I'm not the Chofetz Chaim. I'm me. And I have to know, Muskel Rishon, that whatever happens in the world got something to do with me. That means if I hear about an earthquake in Turkey, it at least has to go, one second, something's happening here that is kosher to me. What I do with it afterwards and how I relate to whatever, what I change in my life, that's a separate question. But we need to know that's got something to do with me. It's not for them. You're the chosen people. Get that into your head. You're supposed to change every day, for sure. If you woke up this morning the same as you were yesterday, you wasted a day. Of course you have to change. Everybody's changing all the time. How big's the change? It might be microscopic. The Shmoneh Esrei Yudamid this morning is not the same as the Shmoneh Esrei Yudamid at Maariv last night and having a foolish arrive for you in the Nefesh HaChayim. It's a different Shmoneh Esrei. You're supposed to change, yeah. Now, are we going to do that again? It was. Cosmically, you have no idea how different it was. The question is what is your value system and what did you choose to achieve in your life and how do you use the world as a resource for that? If your value system is, I want to stay the same, I don't want to change, it's too much, I'm not interested, then you won't use the resources that the world gives you correctly. If your value system is, I want to get close to Hashem, I want to understand, then you hear about it and think, wow, here's an opportunity to get closer to Hashem. Will I use it or won't I use it? That's your choice. That's your choice. Or you can say, it's got nothing to do with me. Or you can do what a child does. Everything's got to do with me. Everything. There's no filtering system whatsoever. Everything comes onto his radar screen. He's also not going to do anything today. You have to discern what yes and what no. But the principle is, and the Chazal tell us that, what you do with that Chazal is your business. The Chazal tell you, it's got something to do with you. The same as when you walk into the Makolot and there's 500 packets of milk, they're there for you. What does that mean? That's the truth. How I relate to that, how I deal with that, okay, that's my work. I have to go home and sit down and decide, okay, what am I doing about this now? How much can I do? Can I do anything about it? I'm just trying to hold on to my Kabbalah from Yom Kippur. Maybe I can't take on anything else. I don't know, but there has to be dealt with. It can't just be, well, it's too much. I'm not dealing with it. The Lord did it. The process. Sometimes you have to say no to a client. A good, well-paying client can make a lot of money for you. Sometimes you have to say no. If I take on that client, I'm going to neglect my other work. What do you mean? You're in this business. You have to grab as many clients as you want. Otherwise, why are you advertising? No, sometimes you have to say no. I can't. I'm a loyal client. Sometimes you have to say to your neighbor, I'm sorry, I can't make Shiva brokers for you because I can't. But I can't. I'm a loyal client. I would love to, but I'm sorry, I'm unable to right now. Oops, of course. But it doesn't mean that making Sheva Brochas for your neighbor is a good thing and you should try and do it if you can. No, I can't. And then I have to make Sheva Brochas for everybody. I don't know how you make that jump. All or nothing syndrome.
Well, next time something happens.
There's a new challenge. There's a new message. And then you have to ask yourself, how do I, in adult mode, deal with this new challenge? What does my seichel say about this event? Not my emotions. What does my seichel say about this event? Nachon. And if the answer is, watch this space for further information, then that's also fine. But you can't go away without asking the question. You heard about a tragedy. 50,000 people were killed in an earthquake in Peru. And you heard about it. That's got something to do with me. What exactly? I don't know. I might daven to Hashem to ask me to understand what he wants from me. But I know that the Hashgacha is coming into the world for Klal Yisrael and via Klal Yisrael. And if there's an earthquake over there, Chazal telling you, it's a kashur to you. I might just use it as a chesed. That's amazing. Hashem wanted to destroy his world. And he didn't because I'm learning Torah. Pat on the back. Keep going. Keep doing well. Maybe that's what you're supposed to take away from that. I don't know. It's your responsibility to find out, not mine.
Subject to the information coming to you in the night.
spend 8 hours a day on Google.
So that's you, the kid. Everything comes onto your screen. Everything. Everything comes onto your screen. There's nothing. You saw this. Don't know why. What do you mean? You didn't see the elephant jumping over the moon? It was a cow. The cow jumped over the moon. Yeah.
That was last week.
There was lots.
Bigger thing.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Whatever. I'm just saying. Not everything has to come onto your screen. That's also a child. That's why children are sitting there to distract. Because he's having a tantrum about this, and then he's trying something else, and he quickly moves over to here. Because he's very easy to distract. Because everything is on his screen. Everything. We discern what yes, what no, where, how, what. You're the boss. You don't let anything into your house. It's you, that's why you have that paint 300 spray. Because not everybody comes into your house. Okay. In the second paragraph of Tess. But that's a good question. Stay on. Amarabaloza ben Azaria. Kashin the Kovov till Odom Kakrias Yamsuf. The Kovov literally means orifices. I'm talking about Ashe Yotsov. Kamzu alochal amaisel alam bal leivov. Achishit paneh. Of the person's been to the bathroom, ve'gish echsha kodesh bochu reifikol bosser loisa pele ployis. Ein machala boch Hashem. His bowels are working. That's an enormous chesed. You know, unbelievable chesed. You know what it's like when they're not? Rachman letzlan. The psoinas aren't staying inside the goof and poisoning you. And excretes itself with chesed and rachem and reisa haragoyim over his kriyas yamsuf. They come on kriyas yamsuf again. How much you have to say a sheyotze with wow? Same as you would b'kriyas yamsuf. They're going to have the same problem again because you say a sheyotze 10 times a day or whatever. And you see kriyas yamsuf once in a lifetime. So the heregel now says, okay, we have to mechazek ourselves. You stick up a little thing outside the bathroom. We put up little posters. You try to make it. There's a void you have to do. A sheyotze is nifle. He used to speak about it a lot. One of my first encounters with him, we used to travel from Tifrat to Yerushalayim on the same day as he did, because at the Kufa he was learning with Rav Hillel. So he used to also go on the Hasa. There were no buses then. We used to go on the little tents to Hasaot. So we arrived in Yerushalayim and we were sick. I was sick, my wife was sick, the kids were sick. We were going through the Eretz Yisrael Mikneh B'Yisurim. You know, like everyone was sick. It was like, and no one was getting better. It was like weeks, so just like it was horrible. So ultimately I could speak to him. He said, with pleasure. So in Gula there where the thing used to stop, there those low walls, you know, those like stone walls or whatever. So he jumped up to the wall and he said, step into my office. I sat down next to him, he told him what the problem was. He said, you say a sheyotze with proper kavodah like Shmonesra and it'll all go away. He got up and said, have a good day, cheers. I was like, what? Anyway, he was right. A sheyotze with proper kavodah? Yeah. You said a bochim yeshiva would say, I'm coming now, just have to say a sheyotze. 10 minutes later, the guy used to run, where were you? Say a sheyotze. There's also another Indian, while we're just mentioning a sheyotze, just on the side, if you know somebody that needs a refuel, when you're saying a sheyotze, have them in mind as well. It's an unbelievable segula, not segula, it's a tefillah for refuel. So if you know somebody that needs a refuel, when you're saying a sheyotze, have in mind that they should have a refuel. A sheyotze b'kavana, go learn the sugya, go learn the words, understand it, you make a whole asik out of a sheyotze. Kriyas Kramsuf, same shira. Kol ze nikne b'ikal yedai hergul. Litragel liftoch esayinayim aseichel v'halev. The hergul has a positive aspect as well now. Habituate yourselves to opening up your eyes and your mind, and your seichel and your leiv. Get used to just being a bit aware of what's going on around you.
That's why we're watching the Yadayim Yerablayim. Preparing the things that we're margulated have to be going to a higher level.
Open your seichel, open your eyes and see what's going on around you. Anybody who says shir in this world will merit to say shir in olam haba. Shenema ashre yesh vei beisecho oid yalelucho selo. We all know that pasuk, yeah? V'chein da'ashu chazal az yoshir b'lotin osir. It says oz yoshir. Then we'll sing. V'amashom amir v'mei minayin l'skirs ha'meisim min ha'toyreh. Famous Gemara, where do you see Tchess Amesim Mefurish in the Torah? You don't. So where do you see it? Shenema Oz Yoshi Moshe Vanessa Shira Azois Lashem. Shalonema and a Yoshi. Talking about in the future. The kind of Tchess Amesim in the Torah. Okay, that's the Gemara over there. You can go do whatever you want with that Chazal. Not such a caution. Chazal to understand. Hainu. Mishishari Shira Sayam Achshav. Somebody who sings Shira Sayam today, when he's opening up the fridge, when he comes out the bathroom, whenever. He opens his eyes in the morning. He'll be zoiche to be there singing when Mashiach arrives. The Kla Kosva Kadmoinim, the Indian say the Tfilas Aboike. This that we say the order of Tfilas Aboker, when you get up in the morning, there's a whole Seder we're having the Seder of the brochas we make in the morning. Shishira Siyam Tzarech Lo'imre Mila B'Mila V'Noyim U'Batam U'Bakavona G'doylo. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do. Because you're rushing to get to Baruch on time, and you, even if you come to Davening early and you're on time, whatever, I don't know, somehow Shishira Siyam gets squashed a little bit. Mila b'mila, pleasantly, b'tam, b'kavona g'doyla, ke'ilu hu atzma oiva b'yam v'akodesh bohu atzilu k'mo shehitzil es am Yisrael. When you're saying Shira Sayam in the morning, you're saying Shira Sayam. You're not just reading the words and being yotzi. Some of you have to dredge up how to do that. I don't know how you do that.
I do it twice a year.
What?
One for the shalosh.
Who's that?
Here,
I'm talking about myself in davening. I say Shira Sayam every day.
I'm just trying to emphasize that it's difficult enough that they make a kviyas twice a year to do it, because to really do it is very, very hard to do it consistently. So, but they said kviyas.
Who's they?
Rebbes.
I don't know what you're talking about. The angel of the Gadol. I don't know what you were talking about.
Inshallah. On Shabbos morning, that just left. They say Mila b'Mila.
Oh,
yep. On Yom Kippur morning.
Yep. Okay. Those are good eights. Yeah, those are good eights.
At least to start with something.
Yeah, it's very good, but I don't have any. So what I do? So I have to find some way of doing it myself. Or no, that's I should move to Beit Shemesh. Okay.
Twice a
year, I should come to Davin. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Let's see. No, that's exactly what we said. Yeah.
Smaller things first.
I just didn't know who the they were. That's why you said they. I was trying to think, when was Chazal Koveya? Okay. No, we have to Koveya. Nachon. Nifla. We flame is Gedoyle and a Nefesh. We machaper is Kolav and Noisov. Vezeich lo Emre lost it. Love and Behera be Yemen. It's machaper Kolav and Noisov. Wow. It's much easier than Truva. You see, hear it properly. Ramram. Who could do such a thing? Anybody know how to do that? Just thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. You're not going to sing Shira every time you open up the fridge, or you have coffee, or you go to the bathroom. You're not going to do that. Be honest with yourself. Well, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Just start getting used to that. It's such a powerful tefillah, this arena. Opens up the Shara Shemaim, it keeps the Shefa coming down, and it's Moichel Kol HaBanosov. Worthwhile spending a bit of time thinking about arena. Ha'atzvuz midah maguna hima'od, yud. Sadness is a terrible, terrible midah. Because echad yodei umagish leis at kama kashen is boil because yesh mishu atzuv babayit. Everybody knows how hard it is to have somebody who's miserable in the house. Horrible. And these teenagers, they go through these phases, fun. You know? Huh?
What do you call it?
Fun.
Fun.
No, there are a lot of words I haven't heard. I'm over 60. I don't have to know what these things mean. They talk another language, though. We all know what it's like. You got this miserable teenager sulking around the house with you just want to get away from them. Get them away from you. You wish you'd eaten them when they were young. The culture came by Mekoimus Chashuvim to go Nifnei Melech. In important places, like when you stand in front of a king, the king says to Nehemiah, what are you doing here with a miserable face? You're not sick. So why are you miserable? Because you've got an evil heart. But a busa to a novi, yeah? What's with a sour face? You're sick? No, so then you're evil. Okay.
Well,
I don't know if you want to tell your teenager that. You have to be on a chinuch course tonight, your teenager. trying to learn. In the king's palace, there's always cheer of a simcha. Of course, you can't be a shal melech oilomim. When you're talking about the melech malchim malochim, you're standing in a kodesh baruch hu's inner sanctuary. There's no place for miserableness. Yaakov Avinu lost the years of his life because Paro asked him, how old are you? He looked ancient. And he said, because whatever, I've had a tough life, whatever. So he lost years of his life for each word that he told Paro. But if you do the cheshbon, it includes Paro's question. It means, why is Paro asking how old you are? Must be, you look miserable. Yeah. I'm busy preparing Mashiach and with Yosef, and you're miserable. Hashem says to him, what are you doing? He lost years of his life for being sad. And Lamai said, it happens. Being sad is all the doctors will tell you that as well. They're very unhealthy. Let's be happy. And if you're not happy, then you should be miserable because you're not happy. Then you're really miserable.